This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Samantha. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. What's up with you?
Girl, I just woke up. That's what's up. But I'm fine. I had a rough week with stomach stuff and honestly, like,
and heart stuff, y'all. She thought she was having a heart attack.
I did. I was having chest pains. I was like, my doctor was like, you need to go to urgent care. So I did. And again, I think it was all GI related.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm doing better. I'm feeling like better. I don't have like that same stomach feeling that I was having. So
that's good to hear.
Me and Jupiter went to the dog beach yesterday. He loved it. Like, he is, he surprises me when I'm there because he is just, like, so happy. Like, I literally had to carry him out because he would not leave, you know? Like, if I would have let him keep on, he would. So yeah, it just makes me happy to see him happy.
I love that.
Yeah,
how are you? I'm good. I was home this weekend, as you know. Me and Samantha went on a walk with our dogs. I'm good. I got to see my nephew. I got to get a new phone because my phone, my back of my phone was cracked. So we have Verizon's insurance. So I just went to the store. I had to pay like only $99, and they gave me a whole new phone. So I got a new case, so it's like a very serious case on this thing.
Okay. And then, aww, look at Aries.
I know, Aries, he looks like a little meme in there. And then there was like, and then I got my car service.
He does look like a meme.
Doesn't he? I got my car service, so it's like I took care of a lot of stuff, which I was happy about. Okay. And now I'm back. We have so much to talk about though, so let's get to it.
Alex, I'm gonna let you drive this shit. All right. He's on trial.
Let's first start with, at the end, we'll review Justin Bieber's album very quickly. But, okay, let's start with, I want to talk about Cardi B and Samira because it's on my mind, and also just watched a video with Dominique, and I was like, wow, I have the same thoughts.
You have to tell me about this because I don't know much.
So basically, Cardi B was on either live or like that thing you can do on Twitter where you can like talk live, you know what I'm saying?
Spaces.
And she was joking with her fans because, as we know, Cardi B's coming out with an album in September, and so she has merch already. And she was like saying, like, dang, y'all already sold out the 3X, like, and like the 3XL.
Mm-hmm.
And so her fans, she said, were joking about it basically. And like, she was basically just like laughing at the fact that these, like,
the big girls
like are like her and sold it out before all the other sizes. And so I guess people heard that, and you know, we're talking about it. And so Samira, I don't know if I'm saying her name right. I've been following her for years now, actually, which is kind of crazy. She's from New Orleans. She went to Harvard. She's an influencer, and her whole platform is like plus size clothing inclusivity. So she literally like goes to different stores and like asks them, like, you know, like, hey, like, can you have a size? You have this in my size? And they'll always, usually they always say no. And so like a lot of, so basically that's her whole content is like plus size clothing inclusivity, but also just like plus size inclusivity and fat phobia be gone. Mm-hmm. And so she made a video being like, Cardi, like the joke isn't funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not funny to laugh at the fact that 3X got, you know, like, you know, and she was kind of making jokes about it too with her fans. And she was like, the jokes weren't funny. It's actually like influencing more fat phobia. And she basically in her like response to Cardi B, like she gives her different books to read. One of them I've read before. I was like, oh my God, I love that. It's called Thick. I had to read it for my performing blackness class. It's fantastic. I gave it to Julia after I read it and she was like, this is a phenomenal book. You should read it. She gave her like four different books to read and was just like, this will talk about like the experience of being fat and how like society like interacts and engages with these people, and like this will possibly help you understand how the joke wasn't funny. And she's like, with someone you know with so much power and influence, like you need to understand that these words are hurtful. Mm-hmm. Cardi B stitches this video and then it immediately starts with, girl, shut the fuck up. And like she's like and she's like, she says something like, you're mad and you're pussy. And so, and it's just like, it was just like completely inappropriate. She was like, I'm not reading shit. She was like, this is my response when I was literally watching the video. I'm like, oh my God, this is so ignorant. She was like, I'm not reading shit. It was just a joke. I'm not apologizing because it would be a fake apology. I'm not sorry. It was a joke. And you need to take a fucking joke. It's not that deep. So then Samira makes a response back and it's just like a post and it's just like, well, now that you have like told me to shut the fuck up and all these other things, and instead of like, you know, leaning into me, you know, respectfully coming to you and giving you books to read and like and trying to educate you and telling you that I love your music, you choose to like be more violent towards me. And she was like, in effect, it has like inspired other people to be in my DMs now calling me fat, calling me all these other things. And she was like, I'm taking a social media break. So like a conversation, I feel like on Black TikTok has been started of just like, whose side are you on? And does Samira have a point or does Cardi B have a point? So Dominique made a video, I guess last night. And she was like, the first thing she said was, I'm gonna start by saying Cardi B's wrong. She needs to apologize. And I was like, I'm just glad she said it because these are my views on it. Anytime you harm, this is one thing I feel like I've learned just like, as maturity and specifically, I feel like Milwaukee was just a radicalizing time for me as a teacher and being a part of TFA, where it's just kind of like, sometimes even if you don't have the intent of being harmful, if the impact is there, the first thing you should do is apologize. Even if you think it's bullshit, even if you know you didn't mean it, all those other things, regardless, at the end of the day, we're both humans and I understand that I've harmed you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what Dominique was starting with, where it's just like, at the end of the day, she harmed a marginalized community with her words. She didn't mean to, but the jokes weren't funny. They hit differently with this community. Right. Just say sorry. This is an opportunity for you to learn. She offered you literature that would help push your thinking and see her perspective and this perspective of your fat fans, you know? But instead, because Samira says, I love your music. Like, she's a fan and she's a fat person. Like, she's a fat person that's a fan of Cardi B. And it's like, and it's just like, you could instead lean in, call in this group and see like how you can do better, even though you understand you were joking. Some jokes just aren't funny. Mm-hmm. But instead you're telling her to shut the fuck up. You're being more harmful and it's ignorant. And so I immediately, like when she started, I was just like, sometimes I feel like, let me say this, like it's just, sometimes I feel like Cardi B can be just like very ignorant at times. Mm-hmm. Like it's clear that she's a smart girl in the sense that like she is interested in politics. She likes talking about it. Her past teachers reflect on her being a great student. But sometimes I feel like she's indoctrinated in this culture that of like misogyny, of like of fat phobia, of and it's something that like I feel like I've thought about before. I mean, even when she was shopping at Target, like she had that picture of her, you know, it's like she's like, she has no
line.
Yeah, she toes the line in a way that it is inappropriate. And I just feel like me and you are it's just like there's a difference, because I feel like if someone was making fun of the fact that 3X clothing was getting sold out and was saying fat jokes, we would not find that funny. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Me and you would be looking at each other like, the fuck? The fact that she thinks that's funny and it's just innocent and it's just a joke and it's not that deep, right, is problematic and shows that you're in a culture that's toxic. But my final point is also like, her whole thing is it's not that deep to you. There's right. other people in the world that live a different experience that might not be skinny, light-skinned girls with long hair. They might find that this is that deep. So if it's really not that deep to you, then what's the harm in just saying an apology and moving the fuck on? Like you escalated this by, instead of just meeting her and saying, you know what, sorry, I'm not going to read those books, but if you have documentaries and shit, I don't enjoy reading, I'll do that. But instead you immediately tell her, the first thing you say in your stitch is, girl, shut the fuck up. You made it that deep because you're now being rude. You're being escalating when she didn't come to you like that at all.
And you're inciting
right. the internet. And all the Cardi gang yeah. people. And sorry, I know I said this was the last point, but sorry, okay. Jaminique made a really good point where she was like, man, you just slipped my mind. It'll come to me for a second, but what are your thoughts?
I mean, I agree with you that like Cardi is showing some ignorance here and just not being sensitive to obviously her fans. Like, these people bought your stuff. Like, they're putting money in your pocket and your family's, you know, trying to just support you. And yeah, I feel like it would be much easier to just, you know, say sorry, you know, apologize,
and it would be done.
Yes, it would be done, and not this like whole thing. And I just feel like Cardi B knows that she has things that people have said have hurt her feelings. Like, I can't think of anything right now,
but it's funny because she says that, and she's like, people talk about my BBL all the time whenever I come out with tight clothes, and I don't say anything. And it's like, that's you. Right. You cannot expect that everyone's going to respond the way you do, and that your way is valid. Right. It's clear that Cardi B has some insecurity issues if we're really going there.
Oh my God.
She's completely changed her face, her butt. Offset cheated on her ass so many times that she took him back.
Yes. Like, she definitely has some insecurities, which we all do. And it's just like, you, like, I just don't understand making fun of a, obviously a big part of your fan base, you know? And also, can we stop acting like most people fit into like small, medium, even large, like extra large and up is like where most people are. Okay?
And everyone's body type is different. You might have big boobs and a flat ass stomach and you have to be in a bigger size because your boobs are big as shit. Like, it's just like, regardless, I don't know. I just feel like what she symbolizes at times, as I was saying, a skinny girl with a, you know, curvy body because she's gotten the work done with long hair. Right. It's like, you're talking like this. And I literally had that thought too. I was like, I would, and I'm not trying to say she's a bad mother, but I'm just saying, I would love to see what her empathy looks like as a mother. Because if everything is just like, it wasn't that deep, I wasn't trying to hurt you, I was making a joke. Da, da, da. It's like, that is not how you show empathy.
Right. I'm sure it's different with her kids. Like, I'm sure she would go to bat if somebody was calling her child fat at school. Like, it's just like, come on now. And then I think as a celebrity, you have to know that, like, these people online are crazy. They will get you fired. They will dox you to the point where, like, your employer has no choice but to let you
know. Girl, and we'll get into that.
But so it's just like, you have a responsibility to not turn the whole internet to, like, that's,
I mean,
crazy.
At
that's
this point, crazy. It's like what they always said at McNamara.
Turn a positive into a negative.
Right.
Like, I would be like, okay. Like, the girls must love Cardi B. Like,
I love the big girls. Give it up for the big girl. You know, like,
let me put some more on my website.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. And Samira was talking about that in her video, where it's like, she has gone to countless concerts and not been able to buy any merch because they didn't come in her slides. And she was applauding Cardi B, literally being like, I'm happy that you have 3X and I'm happy it was sold out. But like, the jokes aren't funny. And this was the thing that Dominique said that I remember. she was like, people are at this point, like, and I feel like this is with any marginalized community, like with Black people, they only accept our message and our, you know, thoughts mm-hmm. if it comes in a very, especially Black women, a very polite way, right? We can't have an attitude or we turn into angry, we turn into whatever, aggressive. And she was saying the same with fat people, where it's like, you, like, we only accept jovial Black people. So they have to be funny and charming and happy. Like, you know, what Lizzo kind of was giving in the beginning when she came out. Like, you know, they have to be always, like, happy and, like, mm-hmm. funny. They can't be serious. They can't be, like, not funny. They can't be, like, angry, because then we just start dismissing them and being rude. And that's exactly what Cardi B did. And it's like, you lose nothing to apologize. Like, it just shows that, like, right. there's an
or
ego.
Just not make a video. Like, mm-hmm. girl, you, this is a influencer.
Right.
Like, there's millions of videos of people talking about Cardi B.
Right.
This is something that you had to stitch. You could have just kept it moving.
And I think she possibly felt she could stitch and act like that because, and I mean, I'm not saying in her mind she immediately was like, well, this is a big girl, I'm going to talk like this to her. But there is a subconscious thing there where it's like, I can treat her this way. You know, I truly believe that. And so it's just like, the best thing I think she could do at this point is to reach out. And Samira's mom made a video being like, you're perfect to me. Like, don't make the world think that, like, just because you're big, that, like, you're not perfect. You're perfect to me. And, like, I just feel like she needs to literally reach out to her and apologize. And, like, be like, I want to do better. She's not going to, and it's really ignorant. But it's just like,
girl, we don't know how you would look if you didn't have the money to get it.
Right.
And all that stuff. So,
and the nose. Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but it's like, she was pretty before, but it's like, she got her nose done. Like, we don't know what she would be like.
She got her teeth done.
You have
her everything.
She's had lipo done many times. Like, if you could not afford the lipo and you continue to eat the way you ate, like, let's see how you would look. And that's why I'm just like,
and you've had three children, like,
it's just wrong. It's wrong. And, like, I'll, like, we can leave it here because I know we can move on. But it's, like, I also just, her whole thing was, like, I'm not apologizing because my intent wasn't to be harmful. It's, like, this is conflict resolution 101, bitch. Like, did you not go to first grade? Like, they literally tell you it doesn't matter about the intent. Your impact hurt the person. You accidentally bumped into the person. They fell down and hurt their knee. Say sorry. You're not going to be like, well, I didn't mean to hurt your knee. You bumped into me, bitch. Like, you know, like, it's just not that fucking hard to understand.
Especially to people that are supporting you. Like, that's my thing. I'm like, so you mad about some money? Because what I would do is be like, return.
Right.
I don't want this anymore.
You'll like, never buy. I'll never buy shit from you.
No.
Like
actually, you can just take those sizes right off.
And this is what you want to give when your album's coming out next month. I think September 15th, almost a month away. Come on now. You got to do better.
She just don't be serious about certain stuff. And it's just like, come on, girl. Let's get it together.
Well, we can move on. Do you want me to tell you the next thing?
Yes, please. Who else will try?
Like, so we also want to talk about Kendra. So if anyone has been on TikTok, you know Kendra. Samantha and me love Kendra. So Kendra is a white woman who lives in, I think, the Pacific Northwest. And she basically went viral this week because she is recounting how she fell in love with her psychiatrist, who she believes knowingly knew she was falling in love with him and did not transfer the care, nor did apply supervision to their to their sessions. And so she's basically saying that she was harmed by, calls it the mental health complex, industrial complex. And she wants to get her story out there because she thinks there's other survivors
she's
of this.
Victim, yeah.
And so the story, like, long story short, it's very mild.
It's
like,
ongoing.
It's ongoing. She's still telling it, but she basically, for the majority of their time, they were on Zoom. She's like interpreting a lot of things he's doing as flirting. Mm-hmm. They eventually meet in person. She tries to run and get up to him and give him a hug. He stiffs arms her. She again is interpreting a lot of things that she's doing as flirting. And so every night she goes viral and talks about it. And, she believes in a past life they were married, and that's why they're like connecting.
She's
and
a woo woo girl. Like,
she's a woo
woo yoga teacher. Yeah. She has ADHD. She talks about that. She's an ADHD coach.
Yes.
She does like tarot on her video, which is nothing wrong with that.
And she's been, like, she accidentally dropped his name in one of the videos. So the people have been doxing him and completely found him. And so it's just completely been a viral sensation. Like, literally, her lives get like 13,000 people a night on it. Like, which is crazy. That's numbers that like a actual celebrity could pull, you know?
Yeah. And the things that she's saying, like when she was recounting the story, it was like we're waiting for her to like say, like,
say the flirting.
Yeah, like say the flirting. And it's just like she made an example, like, you know, she was like, oh, which glasses like do you like better? And he's like, I like the tortoise shell. And she's like,
and she was wearing tortoise shell glasses. Yeah, she so she's like,
I'm wearing it. So, you know, if he sees this video, like, I'm wearing glasses.
But also, like, mind you, over the course of she saw this guy, like, in my scene, yes. By, like, for 4 years, this was her psychiatrist. And for over 4 years, she would send him emails talking about how she had a crush on him. She would recount dreams she had with him where she was having sex during their session, saying that they were having sex in her dream and she liked it. And she just believes that since he didn't stop it and just was like nodding and being like, okay, like tell me more about that, that he was basically starting to use her for content. Like he wanted to hear the sexual content. So he continued to have the relationship with, I mean, the psychiatrist client patient relationship with her. And so what do you think? So I was like talking to Samantha about this, to you about this, because I was like, is there a world where, because everyone basically is calling her crazy, that she's having a manic episode right now. And I was like, is there a world where she's not having a manic episode and she just truly believes this and she's not like crazy? She's taking, because she said, Kendra continuously says, I'm taking my medicine. I'm fine. Stop doing welfare checks and calling for it. This is truly, I'm a victim. Like, you know, like I believe this was wrong and I was wronged. Mm-hmm. Do you believe there's a world where that's true? I do. I know that's crazy, but I do.
There's definitely a world where it is. It's just that it's hard to, like, just based on her recounting of the story, like, it's like, we're looking for the moments where it's just like he made a mess or he did something like that or like, mm-hmm. you know, and they met for 30 minutes and like, you know, there's some things that she was saying to justify. She was like, you know, he would give us extra time and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, psychiatrists do that sometimes. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It's just like, maybe you're talking a lot and then we haven't gotten to the point where we have to talk about, like, you know, how your medication is doing and mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, from my understanding, I don't know. All I've heard her talk about is ADHD. So I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know what she said. I don't know what, like, in terms of medication, that's not, like, it's not helping. Like, I mean, it can help stabilize your mood and stuff, but it's because you're able to, you know, focus and stuff and like get things done and you feel more productive and stuff. Yeah. I mean, I think that there is a world where it is, but I also just feel like what she has said and just like her behavior, like it's lending itself to like, that was her reality of things, but I don't know if that necessarily was actually happening. I don't know.
This is my thing. There was a lot of things with it where it was, to me, seemed very mild. Like, like she gets a lot of her advice now from her ChatGPT, which she has named.
Oh, right.
Henry.
That's a whole other part of
it. So, like, she's like, because when she was going through this for the past 4 years of falling in love with her psychiatrist and feeling like used, she would like have no one to talk to. So she talked to her ChatGPT, which she named Henry. And so she's getting feedback from the chat from Henry being like,
and Claude.
So then she also started talking to another language learning model named Claude. And she's getting information from Claude and Henry that's like validating, right? Being like, mm-hmm. yes, like this happens at times where you fall in love with your psychiatrist and they know it.
Well, they were saying, like, you are so brave.
Yeah, like, you're brave for sharing your story. And, of course, you're going to get met with abuse because people, you're, like, you're coming against this machine of, like, the, you know, mental health industry. And they're going to, mm-hmm. of course, push back. And so she's feeling validated by these AI models because they're telling her, like, she's doing the right thing. And also, like, he did the wrong thing by knowing you were in love and, like, asking to hear about the dreams, not transferring the care when he realized he had a crush. And she's, I think Kendra, it's fascinating because a lot of people, like, this is another thing. The psychiatrist is, is he Middle East? He's Pakistani. Mm-hmm. And that's another layer there. So a lot of like people of color, like creators have been stitching to her being like, this just is giving flag, red flags of like Emmett Till and like, you know, this like a white woman who doesn't. Dangerous. Yeah, she's dangerous. Like a white woman who falls in love with a person of color. They don't want her. And so they immediately go to like, he assaulted me, he like hurt me, or he's like lying, you know, like now she, and she's going into this victim mode rather than just accepting that like he wasn't accepting her advances. Mm-hmm. So that's been an interesting layer to that. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, anything is possible, you know, like he could have like, but I also feel for the doctor in terms of just like, this is somebody you're meeting with 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's say, like, that's usually the cadence, you know, like it didn't sound like she was like reaching out to him outside of her appointment.
She was through email, but that's it. He wasn't responding. Like, I love, like, you know, basically, I have a crush on you. Like, and, you know, just telling him that, like, she's so appreciative.
That's inappropriate. Like, I have a crush on you. I feel like that is like, okay.
She said she was in heavy limerence.
Yes. And, like, and that is, like, if you're able to say that, then that is like, puts more of the onus on you. Just like, if you are feeling that this person is like, let's read what the definition of limerence is, because it's just like, it says a mind state characterized by intense, involuntary, romantic infatuation with another person, often accompanied by obsessive thoughts and a strong desire for reciprocation. Yeah. And it's like, it's giving that. And that is a hard situation to be in, but that's not being limerent and having obsessive thoughts and stuff like that sucks, you know, like that is not fun at all. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just weird, because just like, if you can see that, I guess she's saying that he should have let her go or transferred her care, but I don't know. Maybe he didn't really pick up on the fact that it was like that bad. Like,
is it protocol? Is that protocol? Like, if someone has a crush on you, you have to immediately stop?
I don't think so, because a lot of people have had, you know, like people that have had a crush on their, you know, psychiatrist or a therapist, and it's like, okay, let's explore that. Like, why do you feel like you have a crush on me? Is it because I'm listening to you? And you're feeling like validated and stuff. So I don't think that that is necessarily true. Like, I don't know all of the rules of, you know, being somebody's psychiatrist and you have to like pass on care. I don't know. I do think this girl is going through some type of mental health crisis, and like she lost her job.
Well, told her yoga studio during, like, she said she likes to start every class with an intention. She's told her yoga studio, her class, sorry, so she teaches classes at a yoga studio. She told them during their like a beginning intention that she's like, what's going on in her life. Basically, she's fell in love with her psychiatrist. She's going viral for it. Yada, yada, yada. She talks about that on live, that she was saying that to her yoga class, and the yoga studio was like, the fuck?
They were inundated with like people, I guess. I don't know. They found out the name and
people started commenting on their page being like, what the hell? Like, are you aware she's doing this in your classes? Like, blah, blah, blah. So they fired her. They said she was trauma dumping, and Kendra said she was not trauma dumping. She was just sharing her experience, which is literally sometimes trauma dumping. I will say this, I have thoroughly enjoyed every moment of this. I hate to say it, but it's just like, she is so funny on her lives, because like, she really believes she is a victim to this big machine of like the, you know, mental health industry. And she's like the person that's like a whistleblower in it. And she's finally taking them down. And that her, you know, she was like, you know, he was getting sloppy, and she believes he fell in love with her too. And like, it's just like, whew, you know, like,
I mean, it's a lot. It is a lot because now you have thousands of people that are invested in this story. Mm-hmm. You are getting a lot of validation from the internet, from people saying like, thank you so much. And,
and so she's saying she's getting messages with people being like, thank you so much. Like, this has happened to me and I was the only one who knew about it. And
yeah, so it's just like, that's a lot of validation. So if you are in some type of mental health crisis, that makes it even more deeper and realer. And she did say, because she literally was, she's like talking to her AI like while she's on live, asking their opinions. And like, it does sound like an echo chamber of just like, they are just, you know, agreeing with everything she's saying and saying that she's so brave. And like, she was like, you documented everything with divine precision. And it's just like, you can tell how she was. Oh yeah, and they call her the Oracle.
Yeah, so her AIs call her the Oracle because she says she talks to God. Like, she gets, you know, like she will get a message, and which they call her, like, the Oracle.
Which is like, okay, like God, you know, talks
definitely
to
like
all
egomania.
It's just. Yeah, it's just a lot. I do think there's something going on, you know, mental health crisis wise, but it's hard to help, you know, like as a friend, or because people are like, where are her friends at? But what are her friends gonna do?
She said her friends are just trying to be supportive, and they are like, you know, they just are trying. They understand what she's doing is hard and brave, and they're trying to be supportive.
I don't take anything that she says. Like, you know, I want to really know what her friends are thinking. And like her parents. And
she said her parents are doing the same thing. And her mom is getting like comments too, because people found her mom's Facebook. But she's just trying to be supportive of her daughter.
Yeah, I just, you know.
If I was behaving like this, what would you do?
I'll beg Alexis, like, are you sure? Like, let's talk about it. Like, let me read these messages. You know, like, what's going on? Like, you know, like, maybe you should stop talking to AI. And like, you know, it's just all of these symptoms that even, you know, somebody that's been in Love Addicts Anonymous, it's like, you know, the use of tarot, like, when she's like bringing that up.
So she keeps pulling the tower each time she does to the tarot, like a tarot reading. And so she's like, she loves it. Like, she's like, of course it's the tower. Like,
I know. And it's just like, yeah, it is. Like, you know, like, it in some sense, it's just like, yes, like, your life is kind of falling apart. Like, this is like a lot. But it's just like, I'm sure when she was doing, you know, tarot for her and the psychiatrist, it was like, you know, the lover's card and like stuff like that. And it's just like, girl, we can't do that. Like,
but don't you believe in tarot?
I do. It's not even like, it's like a tool that you can use, you know, but you have to, if you are in a situation where you're like obsessively thinking about somebody or just needing like validation of like, you know, does this person feel the same way about me? Whatever. Like, that's not, you don't want to use it for that. It can make you, it can just be obsessive. Like, then you're like pulling cards every 5 minutes because you're just like, well, what does this person feel about me or whatever? So, yeah, I hope that she is okay.
Me too.
And I feel like people do. I feel like the internet is like, it really is like an unkind place. Like, a lot of people are just like somebody get the patient. Like, she's gotten out again.
And just like, and she's also interpreting the people being like, are you okay, as like fake concern. She's been saying, like, she's like, that's not real. That's fake concern. Like, you don't really like want to know if I'm okay. So, and then she's also blocking those people now because she's just like, you don't, like, I told you nothing's wrong with me. I'm taking my medicine. Stop asking. And it's just really interesting, but I think it goes to show that, like,
you can be in your own
echo. You can be in your head. Like, literally, it had me thinking, like, damn, have I misinterpreted so many things that have happened to me in life? Because, like, this woman is, yes, because I'm like, she is, I have been there before where I'm like, this is so weird. Like, this has to mean something. I mean, I feel like, don't say it out loud, but I've talked to you about, like, things that have happened in my life where I'm like, with people, different people, where I'm just like, what the fuck does this mean? And you're like, no, Alexis, this means that, you know, and it, like, you're agreeing with me, but you're validating me. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, is this like, you know, am I overthinking things? But I just feel like she...
It's a different level. This is a psychiatrist. This is somebody that she talked to for 30 minutes every month. You know, like, I can see it was more like
this. And I could just see, like this woman running to hug this man. And it's just, you're just like, after the, you know that she's been sending you emails and stuff, and you're just like, and stiff
just
armor. Like,
just some of the story that we haven't even talked about, but it's just like how.
Go check it out, y'all.
Yeah, just like how she like went on the, she started dating like a therapist, and like, I don't know. Just
and like, she believes he's a predator. Like, she's like, says like, I know I'm not the first time he's done this. And I'm like, oh my God.
And it's just like, it's bad. Mean, I'm sure he's getting investigated. They're probably looking at all.
Oh, absolutely. He's probably had to turn over everything.
So, I mean, if he was doing that, then that's fucked up, but, yeah.
The last thing we want to talk about is the Justin Bieber album, y'all. I finally listened.
Alexis finally listened. So, what are your thoughts?
My top thoughts are, I feel bad saying this, I really didn't like it. I felt like all of the songs sounded the same. The one song to me that stood out that I was like, I love is Yukon. I really like that song. But other than Yukon, I did not like the other songs. They just all sounded the same to me. I felt like that one song that's like, she's my baby, she's iconic. That one, I'm just like, I'm sorry. For Justin Bieber, there's so much like thoughts and commentary around their relationship and how like he has to constantly prove that he loves his wife. Like, he's like, guys, I do love her. Stop saying that. He'll like make stories. For that to be the song, I was just like, it just, to me, you don't love this woman. Like, you really don't. Like, I just think if he made a song about Selena, I don't think it would sound like that. And I'm sure he's made songs about Selena, but you know what I'm saying. I just felt like every song sounded the same. He could never top to me like Sorry and Baby, like that era of him right now. And then also Drewski is not funny to me. Like, Drewski Yes. The whole time he was talking, I was just like, and it was the obsession, like the weird obsession with the Black and Mild, but then also like being like, you're a Black soul in a way, but it's like, no, he's not.
Yeah, that was
I'm like, he's not at all. Like, I don't think of him as a white chocolate. Drewski's
funny.
Like, I don't. What were your thoughts?
Like, in general, I think he's funny. I like it. I like the album. I like the like 80s, 90s vibe, but like the little Michael Jackson.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I like that. I like those beats. Or like that type of music. I love the song that like sounded like a jam session. There was like a few songs that just sound like they were just like hit record.
I agree. I agree.
And I just love, like, he really does have like a really beautiful voice. And I do feel like he's, you know, just maturing. And I do love to hear his voice at this age. And I just thought this was like a good, you know, a good exercise for him as a Pisces and like what he's like seems to be going through and stuff. So I liked it a lot.
I was bored. I feel bad, but I was listening. I was like, I'm getting bored. I kept trying to like, I kept going though, obviously, because I wanted to like listen to the full album, but I don't know. Like, nothing grasped me. I liked Yukon. I do remember the Michael Jackson like little like sound he was doing at one point, and I was like, oh, I get it, what he's doing. I do think he has a beautiful voice. I just don't think it was like executed well for this album, in my opinion.
That is so funny. We have different thoughts. Like, I like this stuff better than like his like Baby. Like, I loved that era.
Like, Sorry, Not Sorry, If I Was Your Boyfriend. Like, I loved era of him.
I was not.
But I'm a pop girly, so.
Yeah, so this is probably more so like that R&B soulful kind of stuff. But I did think it was weird, the like Drewski telling him that he's white, I mean Black, and he's been like, thank you. Like,
I know, and then him saying thank you was interesting.
Also, I have to say, the sexy red.
She did terrible.
It's just like, okay, at first it's like, okay, whatever, like I can get with this.
We gotta
evolve.
She
just always takes it a step further where it's just like, put it in my butt, make my heart stop. It's just like, oh my god, like that's a lot.
I just don't see her talent. I feel bad saying that, and maybe it's just not for me, but I just feel like we have to evolve as Black women rappers. Like, there has to be a level where we're like, we care about our pen, we care about the craftsmanship here. And I get there's fun music, but that to me is just like, it was even like the audio, like it just didn't even sound good. It sounded like my cousins from North Carolina getting on there.
She always is like, has this like off key kind of like, you know, sexy red.
I was disappointed in that.
What's up?
I was disappointed.
I was just like, I can't believe it. There's a bunch of white Justin Bieber fans that are listening to this, and I'm just like, this is like, I hate that I care, but it's just like, oh god. I like it.
I was going to tell you, if you want to listen to I really want you to listen to this album because I'm actually really curious of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Renee Rapp just dropped an album.
It's so funny. I have that on my list to ask you, like, are you listening?
Oh, I'm obsessed with her album. It has crack in it. Like, and this is the thing. I liked her first album, Snow Angel, a lot. So I was really nervous about this one.
Snow Bunny.
But I feel like I like this one. It's called Bite Me, but I think I don't even know if you need to listen to the whole thing, but I want to recommend some songs to you to listen to, because I was like, I think you would love this. I think you would really like Why Is She Still Here. I think you would like I Like You When You're Gone. Mm-hmm. I think you would like Good. I'll send you a text. There's a bunch, but I was like, she is like a good blend of this. And not that she reminds me of Justin Bieber, but her voice is so good that she could easily do R&B. I feel like all her Black fans are like, drop an R&B album, drop an R&B album. And I feel like you would enjoy, she's like, I feel like Gen Z's version of JoJo in a way, where it's like, you know how JoJo and Tori Kelly have like a soulfulness to their music? She has that, but she's also doing pop rocky stuff, which I know you love. And so I feel like I want you to listen to Renee Rapp, because I actually think you would be like a fan.
I will. It's just funny, like,
I know. You wouldn't expect it, and it's like, but like.
But I've heard her sing with like, or maybe that was Sabrina Carpenter.
She sang with
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, that was. But Renee Rapp has a song with Coco Jones from her last album. Like she has good. Like she is a singer, okay? And so I'm gonna send you some songs I want you to listen to, because I think this is, it's a very good album, and I think that like, she's really known by like, people who like musical theater and just like lesbians, because she is a lesbian. So she's like in that type of music. But I think she should get more streams from people. Like, I think you would enjoy her. Like, I think Black women would enjoy her.
Yeah, no, I agree. I knew that. I was like, are you listening to the album?
I literally listened to it front to back. I ordered the vinyl the other day. I was like, I love this enough that I'm buying the vinyl.
Well, I'll listen to it for sure.
But I'm gonna send you some songs first, then I'll then listen to it. But listen to the song I send you first, because I want you to first get like a tease of it. But Samantha, y'all, so today's the first day Samantha is like, I gotta go.
I do. I have to get my day started.
Where are you doing again?
I have a doctor's appointment in Columbia, and then I have to go to work. Ugh, I don't want to go to work. But I'm grateful that I have a job, and that, you know, it's not the worst place in the world. Like, it's a yoga studio, so, or a movement studio, so it's like, it'll be chill. So yeah, about to do that. What are you doing? What are you about to do?
Back on my grind, applying to jobs. I'm meeting with my career coach at 3, so I'll meet with
her. Who is this career coach again?
So part of
the job,
my severance package was 2 months of career coach, or I could take $1,000, and I was going to take the $1,000, but I had a informational interview with this guy who got 3 years ago, he got laid off, and now he's, you know, in a position that I would want to be in. And he was saying how like one thing that really helped him was the career coach that they gave him. And I was like, oh, so then that made me think like, maybe I should give it a chance. And so I was like, I'll take the 2 months of the coaching. So we're meeting at 3 today.
Okay, I'm curious what they tell you. All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Make sure you guys subscribe to our Patreon. We need to do another Beehive Buzz soon. Go to our website, buy our merch, send us an email if you have any questions or you have something you want us to talk about, and we will read it live on the show. But yeah, y'all, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
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 Thank you so much for listening. Remember to email us your discussion topics at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Also, remember to subscribe to Who Am I to Judge podcast on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcast. If you love us, please rate us and review. And if you don't, leave us alone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See y'all next week. Bye, friends.